Liz.
You gonna look it up now? I bet you look up Felicity now. Wanna know how to spell it? Spell it for me, baby.
Felicity. F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y. Felicity.
Thanks. Bliss.
Bliss. Enjoyment.
Enjoy. Listen, heaven is enjoyment. But what you experience on earth is a temporary enjoyment. Heaven is continuous. Get the point? Heaven is not a temporary phenomenon or state. It's a continuous, eternal state, never ending. It never changes. All of that is attainable on earth with Yahweh. Read.
Delectation.
Who?
Delectation.
Delectation. Delicious? Delightful? Delicious? Yeah. I know you're going to look it up, huh? Spell it for me, baby.
Delectation. D-E-L-E-C-T-A-T-I-O-N.
From delectable. Read.
Pleasure.
What? Pleasure. You don't have to die to have pleasure. In fact, I've never seen a dead man say it feel good. They have those men that like to lay with dead women, you know, after they die. What's that word? Necromaniac. He's a necromaniac. And not one woman, dead woman, ever said, that's a delight. Pleasure is on earth. Read, baby.
Luxury.
Is that off the earth or on earth?
On earth.
Luxury is heaven. Where the Arabs live? The rulers of India. The rulers of all countries. Proof where heaven is. Proof you don't have to die to enjoy luxury. I'm giving you the sign now. Don't you see I'm creating luxury?
Yes, sir.
You don't see it?
Yes, sir.
And I get to that in a little while. See, if you don't want to live in luxury, stay away from me. You who think it's an honor to live in a dirty house, stay away from me. Well, I just want enough to get along. Don't you come near me. You have to go with the God that taught you to be like that. But see, that's not Yahweh. No. See, Yahweh is of heaven. Heaven is what? Luxury. Huh? So I don't know any other way to travel but in luxury. I mean, that's it. I don't know any other way to dress. I know what luxury is. My Bible tells me when I put on fine linen, that's as fine as you can get on this earth. The best luxury you can wear is linen. And the more wrinkles it is, the more luxurious it is. You know what I mean? Say, wow, huh? Because Yahweh know what luxury is. Fine linen, honey. And everybody that know what luxury is, know when you have on linen. That's linen, honey. May not be able to afford it, but they know what it is. But all people who enjoy luxury know fine stuff when they see it. See, fine linen is above fine silk. Both are created by Yahweh. Silk comes from a worm. Worm created by Yahweh. Linen comes from a plant. Flax? Flax? Comes from flax. It's a plant. Yahweh created the plant. Turn a plant into clothing. Turn a worm product into clothing. And that's luxury. I'm proving all that heaven is attainable right here on this earth in the now when you join Yahweh. You join yourself on to Yahweh. Make up your mind to become a servant of Yahweh. That's all to it. See, some of us know what it means to be a servant of Yahweh. Some of us do. Praise Yahweh. It is impossible to serve Yahweh and be poor. I said it's impossible. Besides, it's against the law. It's illegal to serve Yahweh and be poor. Illegal. Can you imagine having a God that forces you to be rich in serving him? I mean, that's the way it is. You know, when you work for him, you don't get a paycheck. You get luxury, supreme happiness, pleasure, bliss, paradise. Heaven while you live.
Yes,
health.
Yes,
eternal life.
Yes,
no more pain.
Yes,
no hunger.
Yes,
you have the most delectable, healthy food and drink in existence.
Yes,
when you serve Yahweh.
Yes,
when you become a servant.
Yes,
see, serving Yahweh is not putting on white, but servants of Yahweh put on white. Money does not make for heaven, but heaven includes money. All of it. All the money. I insist that you have all the money. I have a plan where you'll always have all the money. Even if you pay somebody a wage, all the money will still come back to you. I got a plan. I got it planned like that. It's already written. That's my plan. Oh, yeah, you can't ever lose it. It'll always be in your treasury. Even if you pay 100 million people in another country to work for you and labor, huh? Still, all the gold and silver come right back to my treasure house. That's my plan. I got it fixed like that. Praise God. That's so that you can live in luxury eternally. As my wife. As my son. As my daughter. As my children. I have a plan, an eternal plan that guarantees you living in luxury forever. Can I fail? Right on this earth. And if you didn't know it, the earth, I created the earth to be inhabited forever. Where? Ecclesiastes what? 1:4. Some of you thought the earth is coming to an end. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. The world is coming to an end, but not the earth. The world is definitely coming to an end. It doesn't have long to go. But the planet earth shall remain forever with us on it. So don't worry about going to heaven somewhere. I'm proving heaven is on earth. If you're never going to go somewhere else, then it's got to be here. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Read and see. Read.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever.
Now, somebody told you the world was going to be destroyed, I mean, or the planet. You didn't understand, did you?
No.
This Feast of Weeks has taught us there are many worlds. There's an underworld. There's a world we are. There's a heavenly world. Some even speaks about 7 heavens. Check out the earth. The earth is made to be inhabited how long? No matter who has passed away before us, see, the earth is still here. So where is heaven? Now that helps to change your whole attitude about life. Just discovering where heaven is. And at the same time, I'm teaching you what heaven is. And then I'm going to teach you whether you qualify or not, your present condition. I think some of us know a lot about our present condition. But you're learning a great deal this season about your present condition. But you have to learn a lot more to get from where you are to heaven. Now we're discovering it's a state of mind. Bliss is a state of mind that creates a condition for luxury. Luxury is both a state of mind and reality in the real world. You know, like convenience of air conditioning on a 110 hot day. You'd be cool. That's luxury. Riding in your automobile for even temperature, no matter what it is outside, is luxury. And to be able to get a new one without sorrow about the payments and get the one you want is luxury. And to have a water bed instead of a hard bed can be luxury. And to have a supremely happy mate instead of a hell raiser, instead of one that raised in Cain, that's still raising Cain, is luxury. Last thing you want, brother, is a sister raising Cain. Sister, the last man on earth you want is a brother still raising Cain. You've never been taught like this. Doesn't it make you feel bad to have gone to church all your life and gave out all your money and watched your mama give out all her money? I mean, doesn't it make you feel ashamed that you were tricked like this and didn't know nothing about heaven? Isn't it a sin? I mean, it's right here, definable. Heaven is right here, definable. You have all this on earth, and they got you tricked out, giving up your money, waiting to die. While your preacher lives in? Book tells you what they are, all of them, thieves and robbers. Everybody before me is a thief and a robber. Where? John 10:8. I'm not just making these things up. Everybody but Yahweh is a thief and a robber. That means everybody you're working for but Yahweh is a thief and a robber. Read.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Now you, my sheep, are saying, later for the thieves and robbers. I'm coming to serve Yahweh and enjoy heaven on earth while I live in luxurious splendor, bliss, supreme happiness, pure joy, with absolute pleasure, in felicity. That's what I offer you. And when you become my disciple, I insist that you have it.
God. Bliss.
Bliss. Joy. Joyousness. Exaltation. Elation. Rapture.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go back to exaltation. See, there's, you want to be exalted? Exaltation is heaven. Right. Proverbs 14:34. Let me show you how you can enjoy exaltation, which is heaven. Exaltation is heaven. It's a law. It's the law of Yahweh for you to be exalted. It's against the law of Yahweh for you not to be exalted. And you have to break his law to not be exalted. You have to break Yahweh's law to not be exalted. What's the word? Unexalted, I guess? That's a good way to say it, isn't it? You have to break Yahweh's law to be unexalted. If that's not a word, but I just made it up. Because it's the opposite of exalted. It's un. Is it in there? Yo, it's in there. Don't worry about it, darling. It's in there now because I said it. It's against the law of Yahweh to be unexalted. And you have to break his laws to be unexalted. To be unexalted makes you a sinner. To be unexalted makes you a reproach, something to be hated by all people. To be unexalted causes you to be a proverb, spoken of as a proverb and a byword. Read.
Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Breaking the laws of Yahweh is a reproach to any people. What is reproach? Turn to it. Shame, disgrace.
Reproach. To find fault with a person, group, etc. Blame. Censure. To upbraid or scold. To be a cause of blame or discredit to. Blame or censure conveyed in disapproval. An expression of upbraiding, censure, or reproof. Disgrace, discredit, or blame. A cause or occasion of disgrace or discredit. An object of scorn or contempt.
Back to bliss. Look what it takes to be in heaven. Righteousness. It requires exaltation. Heaven. Doesn't this make you want to go back and slap your teacher upside the head? I mean, why didn't you teach me what it took to be in heaven, man? What did I go to school for? Spent up all my money in college and didn't learn how to be exalted. Makes you want to, you know, I'm just being funny when I say that, but it makes you want to lash out at somebody that wasted your life. Nobody taught you how to be exalted. Enjoy heaven. What's the purpose of education if it's not to enjoy heaven? Everybody in the world is searching for heaven, and they're all cracking up about it. They've all joined on to Cain and become a co-conspirator with Cain. They are better known as cocainites. Looking for what? A high. See, the whole world is willing to pay for a high. You just this damn drinking, vodka as you are in crack. Both do the same thing to you. Destroy you. Strong alcohol and cocaine will do the same to your potency. Do the same. Take your potency, your strength. Look at this class tonight. This part is almost finished. I don't have much time left for this part. I'm telling you where heaven is and what it is. Shocking, but it's true nevertheless. Who knows more about heaven than the God of heaven? Bliss, baby.
Bliss. Elation.
Elation. Isn't that a mind thing? Sounds to me like that's what that is. Putting away half of the book already. I'm just on one word, as usual. Bliss.
Bliss. Rapture.
Rapture. On earth. Ooh, I'm just in rapture, honey. Wow. Not the sky version. We're talking about this thing right here on this earth right now that you can have. Enjoy. Yeah. Bliss.
Bliss. Jubilation.
Jubilation. Jubilee. Jubilation. Isn't that something? Where do you have jubilation? Where are jubilees held? On earth. You can't verify a jubilee anywhere else. But we can verify Jubilee on earth.